now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. Today we're going to talk about metaphysics. I'm a pastor. I've been on the air for 22 years. Today we're going to talk about metaphysics because it's a very important topic. Look, everybody's talking about the economy and about baseball and about football, about politics and about the debates and all that kind of stuff, and it's all well and good. But, you know, there's an old expression I used to hear said, it said we're born alone and we die alone. Ultimately, reality for each and every person has to do with whether or not they find the purpose for their existence, whether or not they find their God. Ultimately, these are the ultimate questions, you see. Now, you've heard the term extreme situations or ultimate situations. You know, like people who are in political prison or something like that, tortured. Or people that are held, you know, like Alexander Solzhenitsyn or Vice Admiral James Stockdale, or people like that were held in solitary confinement in a political prison. And in those conditions, they all the everyday type of things fell away, and they were left all by themselves with nothing. And in those situations, they began to think about ultimates. In other words, the ultimate extreme situation caused them to begin to think about ultimates. And when I say ultimates, I mean the meaning of existence and who am I and why am I here, and so on. And so, you know, I often talk about the comfort zone on this program. I say that our everyday, you know, the things that we do every day, where we go to get coffee and the newspaper we read and the surfing of the internet and our friends and how you doing and what'd you do this weekend and did you watch the football game and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's very distracting. It's comforting and it's distracting and it keeps you at a very low, at a very shallow level. And so I'm not knocking all the little niceties of life. I'm not knocking them. They have their place. But only after, see, if a person finds God, if they find their Creator and begin to walk, you know, in the Old Testament, there's a beautiful passage. Was it Enoch that it said he walked with God? And if a person begins to sense something being added to their life, something added that upgrades them and makes them more thoughtful, makes them more patient, makes them calmer, makes them have more understanding. See, if all of that, and what does it say? What did Christ say? He said, put first the kingdom of God in his right way. And all other things will be added unto you. See, first things first. First God in his right way. And then all the little niceties of life. Then a little football or a little music. Not too much. Not too much. A little fellowship with other people. Not too much. See, a little interest in politics, but not too much. See, I follow politics a little bit. I follow the events that are happening in the world a little bit. But I always see them in the light of a greater truth. See, I see these little truths. I see what's happening around me. I see people. I see what they're doing and how they're living. And I see when they do things right and I see when they're in error. Always I see them in the light of a higher truth. In the light of truth, I see these things, and it adds a dimension to my life, and that's what I'm trying to share with you. That's what I'm trying to help you find, to break out of the comfort zone and find what I have found. I shall be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You see, they're always trying to change things, and they're trying to eliminate God from our public discourse, even. They're trying to eliminate God and Christ. I mean, speaking of God and speaking of Christ from the public discourse. They're trying to eliminate prayer. They're trying to stamp out every vestige of good, of morality, of... They're trying to stamp it all out. They're trying to degrade fathers, make fathers look like buffoons and make them look stupid on television, degrade priests and ministers and make them look stupid and greedy and so on TV. See? They're trying to make your kids, they're trying to teach them that, you know, that it's okay to be promiscuous and so on and so forth. They're trying to do all of that. See? And it's just like the old movies. I was about to say, I said earlier, there was a beautiful said in the Old Testament that Enoch walked with God. So, it's so beautiful. You see, the ancient patriarchs, people like Enoch, people like Daniel, and Jeremiah, Isaiah, David, Abraham, see, Isaac, these people, they walked with God. They found a relationship with God. One man and his God. Or Ruth. One woman and her God. See? They found a one-on-one relationship with God. See? They didn't have to go to church. They didn't have to sing songs. See? They didn't have to go study. They didn't have to get a degree in theology or religion or anything else. They didn't have to set a goal of going out trying to convert people. All they did was walk with God. What was that? The other beautiful passage, was it from Proverbs or was it from Psalms? It said, "The mind of man plans, but the Lord directs his feet." Something like that. The mind of man plans and schemes, but God directs his feet or his path, something like that. See? So if you found God, then your problems would be over. But I was about to say, a good example of someone who lived a good life, who I'm sure had found God and lived a life accordingly, was the character depicted in the original Walt Disney's Zorro on television, and the movie, and then on television. Remember with Guy Williams? The original Zorro. But I was also, remember I said, then I went on to say that they're trying to remove God and all of, you know, from everything. They keep remaking the movies. Have you noticed that? They remake the movies, and that the newer ones are increasingly, all the good is taken out, all the wholesomeness, all the sweetness, all the innocence. All the thoughtfulness is taken out, and the new one is always shallower, more crass, more crude, more vile. See? That's what they're doing. And they do that so that the vile ones, so that the crude ones, can feel comfortable. Because as long as there is a thoughtful person around, as long as there's someone around who walks with God, it will make them feel uncomfortable and uneasy. See? See how that works? All right. But I say to you, never mind all the vile ones. Never mind all the vile ones and the crude ones and the ones who hate God. They will have their reward. See, one day they will face their maker, whether they like it or not. See, someday they will face their maker. We all do, you know. I suppose there are some people who don't die. In the Old Testament, one of the people in the Old Testament, it may have been Enoch, was taken up. He didn't die. And then, of course, Christ conquered death. So I believe it is possible. It is possible that a person can live and not die. That is possible. But in order for that to happen, he has to be transformed. See, he has to be transformed we're born as a natural Adamic man or woman, natural Adamic person. I'm using the word Adam, A-D-A-M, Adamic, with an ego, with a certain inherited pridefulness. And we grow to full stature as an ego, see? But then we start to become corrupted, see? And then we become a degenerate nature. So we have to be reformed, see, and lose the degenerate nature and be transformed and be made back into the more innocent Adamic nature like we once were when we were kids and teens. And then from there, a long process by which we are transformed so that one day, as Paul said, O death, where is thy sting? In the twinkling of an eye, we will not all see death. We will be transformed. See? A person will then be transformed and they'll have a different kind of flesh, even as Christ. See, he came back. He still had his body. See, a lot of people miss that. He came back, he had his body, but it was different. He said, don't touch me, I'm not yet fully transformed or something like that, he said to somebody. But then later, you know, there was doubting Thomas. He asked him to touch his hand and, you know, to see the nail holes and so on. And so he was in the process of being transformed. You know, there's such a thing as the butterfly begins life as a caterpillar, and then it goes into the cocoon, and then it comes out transformed into a beautiful, beautiful butterfly. Now, how does that happen? How does that happen? It's a mystery. So how could it be that a person, a regular person who would normally die would not die? Well, such a thing is possible, see? But most of us are living life at such a low level, such a shallow level, such a petty level, such a resentful and that's a degenerate and corrupted level. And many people have no interest at all in truth. But some do. And so what do you think salvation is all about? That's what salvation is all about. It's the miracle of being transformed from being degenerate to becoming innocent, and then from there to becoming the noble man or woman who can, in the twinkling of an eye, then be transformed into becoming imperishable. It's a very beautiful thing. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take a little break and then I shall be back to continue with my discussion.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Hi, this is Roland. You're enjoying one of our best programs, originally aired October 2nd, 2011. Confucius said, "The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step." Why not take that single step today and get my meditation and give it a try, so you can become centered, less reactive to stress, and begin to hear the birds singing and see the beautiful blue sky, and not be so upset all the time. Just visit commonsensecounseling.org or talktoapastor.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Well, would you like to get started? No? Well, then go listen to another radio program if this is boring to you. If this is boring to you, then go listen to another program. But if you have an interest in such things, perhaps keep listening. So how are you going to get started? How are you going to get started? It can't be contrived by the hand of man. See, it can't be something where somebody comes up and then they try to they talk cleverly to you and give you a tract and then they try to get you to make a decision. See, it's contrived. See, and you do that sort of thing, step forward at some big emotional gathering and make a decision. Oh, yes, for a while you'll feel better. You might even clean up your act. Instead of taking drugs, you might start reading the Bible. That's nice. See, I guess it's better to read the Bible than to take drugs. But if you're reading the Bible and then you think you're a wonderful person, but nothing has really changed, then it's not really better, you see. But eventually, people who have been tricked by music and slideshows and clever words and clever speaking. See, who have been tricked into thinking they found something when they haven't really found anything. They ultimately end up no better off. But then what happens is, see, then they feel guilty. They think, well, I'm no good, or I'm backslidden. Or they think I've lost my faith or something like that. They don't realize they never had it in the first place. They just think, well, I'm no good. So they might even throw in the towel and go back to their booze or what have you, see? No, no, no. The real thing begins with, what does the real thing begin with? Not the contrived thing, but the real thing. What does it begin with? It begins with a person who is questioning, who is searching, who would like answers, and who loves the truth. Deep down in their heart, this person loves the truth. See, this person may be just as angry, just as resentful, just as messed up. This person could be laying in the gutter and a drug addict and, you know, addicted to awful things. And I'm serious. Could be, to all the world, the most degenerate person imaginable, and yet, deep in their heart, they love the truth, see? And when they hear it, they like it, see? But they may never have heard it, or they may never have seen anyone who represented it to them properly. All they've seen are phonies. All they've seen are people who pretend to know the truth, who see? Or who pretend to care, or pretend to have something, and they really don't. So these people, so this type of person then becomes disappointed in people and assumes that there is no religion or there is no God or there is no true Christianity because the people that they have encountered have not been very good representatives of it, that's all. But anyway, this type of person who loves the truth, when they hear someone like me, they perk up, they like it. See? They are awakened, like Sleeping Beauty awakened by the prince, the kiss of the prince. They're awakened to truth, and they love to hear the truth, and now perhaps they're ready to be more committed to the truth. See? They've tried the worldly way, and now they're ready to try God's way. Then I'll tell you what happens next.
Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Incidentally, you better go to my website, commonsensecounseling.org. That's www.commonsensecounseling.org. www.commonsensecounseling. It's all one word strung together. No dots, no dashes, no hyphens. commonsensecounseling.org. Not com, but O-R-G. That's where you should go. Now, what happens to this person who is on the verge of becoming saved, who will become reformed, redeemed? Well, yes, regenerated, changed, transformed. Not phony change, not pretend change, but real change. It'll happen from within, not by the hand of man, but from God. See, when in the light of truth, when truth dawns, when God sends his light of truth and you begin to see things, the first things you're going to see are that you're wrong. You'll see that you resented your mom, that you resent your husband, that you resent your kids, that you're impatient with your kids, that you're phony with people. See, that you hated your dad. See, that you hated your brother. You'll see that. And it's painful to see, yes, and it causes a bit of anxiety, and it is painful. If you bear the little bit of pain, then the next thing is you'll feel sorry. You'll regret what you see about yourself. But you'll also realize in this light of truth that you can't change yourself. You can't make yourself better. You can't pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. All you can do is see your own wrong and feel helpless about it. See? Regret what you see. Not like what you see, but realize that you can't change yourself. And in this light of truth, you see that, but then you also see in this light of truth that someone is showing you your own wrong, and they're showing you your wrong so that you might change, and you'll see that this light, who's wordlessly showing you your wrong, loves you. See? And when you see all that, then you experience a sad glad. You're sad to see your own wrong, but you're glad to see it. See? You're glad to come clean. You are glad to come clean. See? Now, this is a private experience. It's not something that can be manufactured. You can't make it happen. If it happens, see, if God willing, it happens. It's the most wonderful and beautiful moments in your life. See, but what happens is some people misinterpret it. It could begin, but they stop it. See? They stop it. Their little child is there, and they're impatient with their child. Their child asks a question, and the parent is impatient, and the child starts to cry. And then at that moment, the parent begins to realize, she begins to realize that she's wrong for being impatient. See? But instead of just bearing a little bit of pain and seeing it, see, and seeing that there's something wrong about being impatient, well, she rejects the light of truth. She rejects God's wordless chastisement. See, she makes an excuse or blames the child or calls up her friend on the phone, and her friends say, oh, you know, and her friends are supportive of her and so on. So if you want to start getting better, what you got to do is appreciate those little moments of realization when you see, wordlessly see things and realize your own wrong. Don't run from the light. Don't run from your conscience. Then you can also visit my website and perhaps get my meditation, which is very helpful. Hi, this is Roland. I've been around now for almost 27 years. In fact, I think it has been 27 years. I think I'm going to be beginning my 28th year next March. So it's been 27 years. And my message has always been the same. You have been listening to a classic program, one of our programs from 2011. And I like it because it has a nice bumper music. Has a bright and cheerful bumper music. But we live in troubled times, ladies and gentlemen, troubled times. But the troubled times, the reason the times have become troubled and always have been troubled ever since the fall in the Garden of Eden is because we're being led by the wrong source. We're being led and misled. We're being led by people who themselves are misled and who are unaware and who lack understanding. And behind it all is the puppet master, the one who was in the Garden of Eden, the one who enticed Adam to try it on his own without God. We're still doing the same thing. We think by education and more knowledge and more technology and more everything, we think we can somehow make it into a beautiful world without God, but it can't be done. So you can't change the world, but you can bring a little bit of paradise into your own life and the life of your family by becoming centered and recommitting once again to what you know in your heart is right. Even when you were a little child, you knew in your heart what was right. That's why I've made the meditation, because it helps you to become centered, to calm down and sit still. And as it says in the Bible, to know that God is God and you're not God. And then your life will change for the better. You can find a free version of the complimentary meditation at commonsensecounseling.org or talktoapastor.org. I'll be back again next week. In the meantime, visit my website or go to mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. You can find all the links there. This is Pastor Roland. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.